You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Plumbers, contractors, builders, and facility managers, listen up. I am talking to you. Time and money are important. You need a plumbing supply partner who understands that. One that can provide quality products at competitive prices, top shelf service, unmatched product knowledge, and a huge selection of in-stock inventory to get you back on the job site quickly. Who is that? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. Doors open at 7 a.m. Stop by and grab a cup of coffee and fill your coolers with ice as they prepare your order. No time to wait. Call in your order and they'll have it ready when you arrive. Can't find time to pull away from the job site? No worries. They can deliver too. Our friends over at Park Supply Company, Huntsville and Athens, are the people you need to see for all of your plumbing, hardware, and hard-to-find parts. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Colbert County Courthouse, as I have District Judge Chad Smith with me today. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Judge Smith.
Oh, thank you, Mark. I appreciate you having us.
This has been a day of celebration for Shoals CASA to have new volunteers, and you are bringing that back to Colbert County because you see the importance of having these advocates for foster kids.
Well, when I took the bench as the juvenile court judge here in Colbert County, I was very excited to sit down with Heather, who is the CASA executive director, We spoke about the importance of having CASA come back into the juvenile court and having their advocates volunteer here in our court. And I agreed with her that it was time to bring them back and to have them involved in some of the cases, because CASA is a very integral part to the juvenile court and the successes that we can have, especially with children and their well-being. So we're glad to have them.
What was your familiarity with CASA? I began to know about CASA through Heather Begley. As she shared with me, I would go and visit with her and learn about her background as a social worker and the passion that she has for these volunteers. How did you first learn about CASA yourself?
Well, I practiced in the juvenile court world about 9 years prior to coming onto the bench, and so I was familiar with CASA and what they did in the juvenile courts and what they meant to the children of the juvenile courts, and so I kind of knew their role and knew them to be an important part of the process. When Heather came on as executive director, she brought me over and introduced me to some of the staff and gave me a tour of the new facility here in Colbert County. We're proud to have them here on this side of the river. And if they've got a presence here, we want them to have a presence in our court. So it was real, real good to be a part of the graduation process and the swearing in of the new volunteers today here in Colbert County.
How does that presence of CASA volunteers here in Colbert County help with the proceedings of court, to help what you do and everybody else?
Well, and Heather and both Daryl Moon are both here, and they can. Daryl Moon is an attorney here in Lauderdale County, and I think serves on the board with CASA and does a real good job of training the new volunteers. They may can go into kind of what a CASA volunteer does, but for the most part, they are a court-appointed special advocate, just how the name says, that they provide advocacy for children who are in juvenile court here in the county, and can advocate for any needs they may need or services they may need, in addition to the guardian ad litem who's already there to support that child. It's just an additional layer of support for a child.
Since you mentioned Attorney Daryl Moon, let's bring him into the conversation. Daryl, you were able to speak to these CASA volunteers, these newly appointed CASA volunteers. What does a day like this mean to you to see the representation that is about to go out for these children, for these young people?
Well, Mark, I think it's wonderful. The great thing about this, it really, the point of CASA is our community coming forth and helping children that are a little less fortunate or in foster care. And so I think it's just a great asset to have these volunteers coming forward on that. And it gives the court system, or us that work in the court system, an additional input from our community, and it's just very beneficial to the community from that.
Heather had invited me to come to this mock court session, and there was a mock case. Mm-hmm. And of course you had an opportunity to lay out to the CASA volunteers some do's and don'ts, and very important in their activities that they be cautious of what information they release to people and being very judicious in how they behave when it comes to these young people and representing them.
Yes. Well, basically what we do, we try to get them an ideal and give them a sample of what to expect in the court system and stuff. And so we try to lay out some of the procedures and the rules and talk about what everybody's individual role is. And we were really fortunate enough that we've got a progressive judge like Judge Smith coming forth and being available for this today and kind of talking. So it gives them an opportunity, like a first-hand opportunity, to actually ask questions of the judge in addition to that. We lay it out, and Heather has done such a wonderful job, and since she's taken over the CASA in this area, and she's very active. She contacted me. We've talked about this. I've done this training before. And we're just excited to come back into Colbert County, though.
How about all of those educators, two guidance counselors, teachers, a student, And then church ministry was involved too. So great representation, this group of ladies that was recently appointed.
Yeah, Mark, that's really a great point, because again, what we ask, and you don't have to have any special training, what we ask for people as volunteers is we ask them to draw on their own individual backgrounds and use that. And it's great in this case that they had such great, we have experienced people. But again, that's not required in this, because again, this is about the community being involved as a voice for our children in this community, in the community, and to help these children in this area.
Absolutely. Let's bring Heather Begley into the program. I talked to her earlier in the week. She invited me to this mock court session, and I was excited to be a part of this, to see these volunteers. I know they're going to be passionate about this work, because you're passionate about it, and Gloria's passionate about it, and it's going to reflect on how they work as volunteers.
Yes, so, you know, I want to thank you, Mark, for being here today, and I want to thank Judge Smith, and I want to thank Daryl Moon, because without them being able to help us as an organization to explain this role and responsibility to, you know, everyday community members, you know, I'm involved in the court weekly, so I know how court goes, and I know the do's and don'ts and the frustration that can come, and so typically everyday citizens may not understand the process that's involved. So for us as an organization in Shoals CASA, it's important that we have experts in that field that can come and give training and explain how the system works, so that our volunteers are as educated as they can be on how the system is that they're having to advocate for these children. You know, our heart is with the kids, but we also have a responsibility to the court. So having them step up as also community members and leaders within this community was very big, and we're so thankful to finally be back in Colbert County Court and be able to serve the children of Colbert County.
Before this ceremony today, what did this group of volunteers have to go through to prepare them for today and being sworn in?
So in order to be a CASA volunteer, you have to at least be over the age of 21. You have to pass extensive background checks. You have to, we run what's called a CAN report, that is child abuse neglect, to make sure they've never been convicted of, or not necessarily convicted, but they've never been accused of child abuse or neglect in the state of Alabama. We run an EISI, which is an extensive background check to make sure they don't have any criminal history. But then we also put them through sort of an evaluation. We sat down with each of them, and we get to know them individually, and we get to explain their background and explain what the CASA program is. And then once they pass...
Hold it just one second.
Well, once they pass the background screenings, we meet with them and discuss the CASA program. We also we interview them. They have to go through an extensive interview system just so that we know that they are safe and that they're stable, because it is an important role. Then once they pass all those steps, which can be a lot, you know, then we put them through specialized training. We meet and have classes that are 3 hours long. It goes for 6 weeks, and then there's a lot of training that they do in reading of the material at home. It's very much similar to like a college course, where you read your textbook at home and then you show up for class and you go through the most important parts. And then I draw from my past experience as a social worker, case examples, to give them real life examples of what they may encounter so that they are the best prepared they can be for once they are assigned a case.
You may know the numbers nationwide. I don't. But we do know what Judge Smith shared with us, that there are 88 children in Colbert County who need this resource, who need an advocate. And if you imagine 67 counties in Alabama, 88 children in Colbert County, and look at the numbers, and I'm sure in bigger counties like Jefferson County, Shelby County, maybe some others, Mobile, and those places, there's even more children that need those advocates. You need the help. You need the support. We talked about that earlier in the week, as you talked about the need for volunteers, and this looked like a great class. I don't know what class you normally turn out, but this looked like a good number of people to have in a class of advocates.
This was a good number that we had. We had 5 graduate today. We already have about 4 or 5 signed up for the next training that will take place April. It's the first Friday in April will be our first orientation. It's very important. I know last year alone in 2022, there were 508 adjudicatory cases. That's Colbert and Lauderdale combined. We served around 78. So while we served 78 children and we gave it our heart, there were a lot that didn't have a CASA volunteer and that went unnoticed. So that's our mission, is to reach out to our community. It's like Daryl mentioned, this is about the community coming and stepping forward and supporting the children that they, you know, see at the grocery store, that they pass on the street, that may set down the pew from them at church on Sunday. So we need the community to step up and to help us with this mission of reaching the children in our area.
You mentioned having some people who are going to be part of the April class. If someone listening right now was interested, where should they look to? May, June? At what point?
Well, right now, they can get in the April class.
Okay.
All that takes is them reaching out to us and calling us at our office or emailing me. They can get both the number and my email from our website or our Facebook page.
Okay. And the website?
It's www.shoalscasa.org.
Okay, and then the Facebook page, Shoals CASA.
Shoals CASA.
Phone numbers there, all the information someone would need if they want to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
Heather, thank you for inviting me to this mock case, to be able to hear about the volunteers, to see them in person, to get to know Judge Smith and to meet Daryl Moon. I appreciate you allowing me to be part of this today.
Well, thank you for sharing our mission, and hopefully we can reach through this avenue, reach the community, and have more people sign up to volunteer.
Absolutely. We appreciate District Judge Colbert County Chad Smith and Daryl Moon, attorney, and Heather Begley with Shoals CASA. When we come back, we're going to take you to Waxahachie, Texas, as I speak with Jonathan Dias about his special effort called Teddy Bear Task Force, LLC. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Kid on second base wants dad to watch him.
Daddy knows. Welcome back. I am so glad that you can join us as we head over to Ellis County, Texas, Waxahachie, the home of Teddy Bear Task Force. I have on the line with me Jonathan Dice. I was interested in him sharing about his effort in Ellis County, Texas, and I hope that if you're not in Ellis County, that you'll consider what Jonathan is doing and think about implementing it in your community. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jonathan Dice.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Man, this idea, the Teddy Bear Task Force, where did it come from?
Well, actually, we're fairly new. In February, I had wanted to do something to make a positive impact with children, and was looking out for a way to reach out to them, and an idea of giving stuffed animals to police officers and fire departments came to mind. I remembered people had done that in the past, and I just never heard about it anymore. And so I got a hold of a couple of people that I knew online, and they thought it was an excellent idea. So we started by making a Facebook group called the Teddy Bear Task Force of Ellis County. And that group grew to, right now we got 52 supporters that help us. And we were taking stuffed animals for donations, and then we added a GoFundMe for cash donations. And within, I guess, our first 2 or 3 weeks, we had already given out 350 stuffed animals. It just seemed like it's just been ballooning ever since we started. We were really blessed with it.
Jonathan, I'm a former police officer myself, and I had people that would give me stuffed animals, teddy bears, and I would keep them in my patrol car and give them to children. When I was out on patrol, if I had a stop, I would try to give them a gift, let them know that I was a safe person to interact with, and I wanted those children to appreciate the work I was doing as a law enforcement officer and maybe grow to appreciate first responders in general.
Right, that's exactly right. And a lot of police officers that I've actually talked to, they said that they wanted to do the same thing that you just mentioned. They would also like to drive around if they see a child on the side of the road, hand them out, put a smile on their face, and to help with the community, to have a positive impact in the community. So, actually, we'd like to have that many stuffed animals we could just throw out to everybody.
I get it. And I could have dipped into the well several times for Mark White to go and buy teddy bears, but it does get quite expensive. And on an officer's pay, it's not so easy to go and buy those things to have them available in the trunk just as a never-ending cycle of stuffed animals or teddy bears.
That is totally true. As a matter of fact, when we started this and started getting donations, the first people to contact us was the Salvation Army. And they donated, I think it was close to 300 of the stuffed animals. And, of course, some of them were so large that it would have been inconvenient for a police officer to actually put them in the car. So we started looking for plush stuffed teddy bears that could be vacuum sealed, where they're real thin and police officers could carry them in the car, and even motorcycle officers could put them on in their motorcycles and they wouldn't take up much room. So I found a supplier that actually makes the stuffed animals in Dallas. However, they sell them wholesale. So we buy them at wholesale. They average about $4 or $5 each. So that does make it a lot more affordable. And then those stuffed animals we give out to the police officers. We've ballooned to giving them to funeral homes, because you have children that are very young that might lose a parent.
Yes.
And it's something tangible that they can hold on to and help them through a rough time. And after we started working with funeral homes, we contacted child advocacy groups and the Texas Baptist Home for Children. And then another group called SWAG Programs, and they help with foster children and homeless children. And so we were able to donate stuffed animals to them, because a lot of the homeless children, they have nothing when they come in. So this gives them a chance of having something that they can call their own. After that, we went into to nursing homes because we wanted to put a smile on the older population's face. So we started getting small teddy bears for them, and we went through several nursing homes and asked them how many residents they had, and they told us, and we gave them the teddy bears, and they handed them out to the residents. So brought a lot of smile to some of the elderly people.
Absolutely. Jonathan, I just finished up a conversation with Shoals Casa, and we were talking about court advocates for foster children, for young people. And there is a CASA of Ellis County in your area, and they have these volunteers who are advocates for these children, and that might be an avenue to give those bears to as well.
Yes, it might be. Matter of fact, next week I'll see what I can do about getting in touch with them. So, of course, I've been around in Ellis County for a little while, but a lot of these groups you don't know about until you actually get into it.
Exactly.
Start looking for them.
Yes.
So I've actually, it's kind of like networking a little bit. You get started, and then all these, like yourself, you mentioned some things, and other people that you give to, they mention groups that are need help, and you just keep branching out. It really blossoms really quick.
When I saw what you were doing, Jonathan, I was really excited, because my grandfather, who raised me, was born in Red Oak, Texas, in Ellis County, and the area means a lot to me. I had an uncle that lived in Lancaster up until his passing, and so we used to travel to Ellis County quite a bit. As a matter of fact, my great-grandparents are buried in Red Oak, and some other family members as well.
We are actually working with Red Oak Rehabilitation, nursing facility in Red Oak, to get teddy bears for their residents right now. So I'll tell them you sent me.
That is wonderful. I love that. That's great. I have a cousin, Kendra Blakely. She teaches at Red Oak School. She's a high school teacher at Red Oak. And so she's there. I still have family that's in Ellis County. And like I said, I hope, Jonathan, that not only it helps your effort in Ellis County to do what you're doing with the Teddy Bear Task Force, but that maybe somebody listening somewhere else decides to say, if Jonathan can do that in his county in Texas, then I can do it where I'm at.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the benefits of doing it and the people you get in touch with, I mean, it's a blessing to yourself. At first, I wanted to make a positive impact on other people, but I think I made a positive impact on myself.
I love it. That's awesome.
It's great to get them on somebody's level and meet them and talk to them at their level and figure out what you can do to help them, or at least bring a smile to their face. And I've just enjoyed every minute of it.
That's exactly right.
It's a lot of fun, and the people, the friends that I've made doing it is just exceptional.
So, Jonathan, I have shared about the Teddy Bear Task Force on the Mark White Show. I'll continue to share about it. How do you want people to connect with you if they want to support this effort from anywhere in the country or the world?
The best way to support us, the quickest way, is to go on Facebook, to the group Teddy Bear Task Force of Ellis County. And when you get on that group, you'll see the GoFundMe for Teddy Bear Task Force LLC, and you can also make a donation through Square, which is on the top of the page. So you can just click on that link and it'll take you directly to a cash donation. So that is the easiest way to get a hold of it. And of course, anybody's free to, you know, if they have suggestions, they can leave them, and we usually respond. We were actually floored when you contacted us. We thought that was a little far away at the time.
You got to think big, Jonathan. Think big, buddy. Now you're in Alabama and Tennessee and Georgia and Mississippi and all over the country now, buddy.
Yeah. I'm going to need a new car.
Let's do it. Well, I hope this effort grows, this Teddy Bear Task Force, and I hope this helps you today, Jonathan. And I'm encouraged by what you're doing. I'm inspired by it, and I hope others are as well. And I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for thinking about me.
Absolutely. Jonathan Dice, Teddy Bear Task Force in Ellis County, Texas. Glad to have him on the Mark White Show. We also appreciate Judge Chad Smith, Daryl Moon, and Heather Begley, as she represented Shoals CASA, and we talked about the CASA volunteers. I appreciate that. When we come back, we're going to have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products
and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on the Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to another edition of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Little Bo Peep, a junior elf book. And now, here's Cora White.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep and can't tell where to find them. Leave them alone and they'll come home and bring their tails behind them. Out in the pasture, her three pet sheep were curled up together, pretending to sleep. When no one was looking, the sheep went astray. Hopping and skipping, they scampered away. They hurdled a fence that was half broken down and trotted along to have a luncheon in town. When they came to a tea shop, these frisky young sheep ate pancakes and syrup, all sticky and sweet. Then they took off their napkins and jumped to the floor, and clickety-clack, they went out the door. "We've got to go shopping," one of them said. "I need a straw bonnet to wear on my head." Each one in her turn bought something brand new, a ribbon of silk and a pocketbook too. "There's a beauty shop near," said one. "Don't you think we should have our hooves painted a delicate pink?" They all went inside and stayed a long while to have their curls washed and combed up in style. The sheep looked so beautiful when they got through, they pranced down the street singing deedle-dee-doo. On the edge of the town was a big country fair. It didn't take long for the three to get there. A brass band was playing outside on the green while judges were picking a new beauty queen. They entered the contest and heard the crowd cheer when a judge said, "Just look, we have three winners here." He placed a gold crown on each fluffy head, a crown set with diamonds and rubies of red. The sheep were so happy, they smiled and they bowed as their pictures were taken in front of the crowd. They came home at twilight to rest in the hay after hiding their crowns and their ribbons away. When Bo Peep asked them questions, they said not a word. They thought their adventure would sound too absurd. Old Cow shook her horns and made her eyes blink. "How," said the cow, "did their hooves get so pink?" The sheep closed their eyes till Cow fell asleep, and Tattletale Chickens were too tired to peep. Then they put on their crowns, and by the moon's light, they danced in the meadow all through the night. The end.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can tune in to Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Again, we appreciate our guests for joining us here on The Mark White Show, Heather Begley, Judge Chad Smith, and Attorney Daryl Moon, as well as Jonathan Dice. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire
And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
These are my kind of people.